Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
In the middle of a dangerous and tentative political transition, Egypt's former president, Hosni Mubarak, reportedly lies near death today. Complications from his deteriorating health since he left office more than a year ago, accelerated by an apparent heart attack and possible stroke, has transformed Mubarak from the all-powerful dictator to the all-but-dead, frail, convicted former president. And again, we stress, reports conflict on his actual physical condition. Egyptians will have to go forward into this new political future, though, without Hosni Mubarak looking on, even from a prison cell. The thought of going it alone has made some Egyptians nervous from the beginning of the Arab Spring.
I'll tell you, before democracy, we have to have education. You know, you can't introduce democracy on a very fast pace without people being prepared for it. Is Egypt prepared for democracy like the one you have in the U.S. or in other European countries? Definitely not.
That was Omar Khalifa, then a resident of Cairo and the director of O Media. Mubarak could not defeat history, Khalifa told us back then, but he still deserved respect from Egyptians for his 30 years of service to the country. Just before we became on the air, we reached out to Omar Khalifa once again, who articulated the complex feelings he believes many Egyptians are having today.
I mean, it's mixed feelings. You know, some people are sympathizing. Some people think it's a conspiracy that the military is trying, to make them concentrate in other issues rather than the election results. And others are just, waiting for him to pass away. So it's mixed feelings, you know. But basically, most people are focusing now on the constitution and the election results.
Hosni Mubarak is the only president you've ever known in Egypt, right?
Yes. I mean, he was there since I was born.
And so, how do you move on? How do you put him in your rearview mirror? What is the future without Hosni Mubarak? This is something you've been thinking about now for more than a year.
Of course. I mean, the future without him, I think it's, either make or break. I think we're either going to flourish and it will be a new era. But for me, I don't look at the Hosni Mubarak era as the last 30 years. I look at it from since 1952, since the revolution, you know. And we've been living under the same conditions, under the same military power. So I think right now what's happening is that, like you can see, the extremists sooner or later are going to take over. I mean, if not in this election, it would be the next one. So it's a very tricky question. I think for me, I'm pessimistic, to be honest. I'm not optimistic.
Of course, Omar, you're basically espousing the precise argument that Hosni Mubarak used, that he was holding back the extremists, that the military is basically holding the hand of Egyptians who would turn to extremism if given the choice under a democratic system.
Exactly, exactly. And I think that was the biggest mistake he has done. I think he should have made them, get involved in the parliament while he was there. Because right now, I mean, they're involved in everything and people started to dislike them. People started to know where they're coming from, you know. And they are not very direct on what they're going to do. But right now, the main issue that we are facing is that during the revolution, we didn't have another figure that we wanted. We wanted Hosni Mubarak to leave, and then we're going to see what's going to happen. We can't do this, you know. You're a country of 100 million, almost 100 million, and we're divided in so many ways. Maybe it's not obvious, but, you know, as you can see now, so many ideologies and different groups, you know. So I think he was right. And he was proving the point. I think, of course, there was corruption and everything. But at the same time, what he said is actually happening right now.
All right, Omar. Well, good luck to you and thanks so much.
Thanks a lot.
Omar Khalifa spoke with us from his home near the Red Sea earlier this morning. Joining us now is Michael Wahid Hanna, a fellow at the Century Foundation. Michael, welcome back to the program.
Good morning.
In the few minutes that we have here, assess the significance of this departure or apparent departure of Hosni Mubarak from the scene. He certainly has been out of politics for a while. And respond to Omar Khalifa's notion that we're headed for a period of extremism now.
Well, I think Mubarak's health has been a topic of discussion for months, and we've had many close calls, apparently. And I think people are becoming quite cynical regarding these rumors. In any event, the country is facing a political crisis. And in many ways, I think people's attention is going to be focused on the constitutional crisis, on the government crisis with parliament being dissolved, on unclear election results. This is finally going to be overshadowed by the current political drama in the country.
Is Mohamed Morsi, from the perspective of Egyptians who've only known Hosni Mubarak, is Morsi presidential enough to lead the country through this transition?
I think that's a question that doesn't necessarily have an answer. He might be the president that's going to lead the country through the transition, whether we consider him presidential enough or not. He clearly wasn't the first choice of the Muslim Brotherhood. He was their reserve candidate, so to speak, because they thought that their frontline choice might be disqualified, and he was. He's clearly not a very charismatic figure, but he represents a very powerful constituency and political force in the country. I think the bigger question for a Mohamed Morsi presidency is what kind of powers he would have. It's clear that the military has reasserted far-reaching authorities and have limited the powers of the presidency. And so I think Egypt now faces a turning point of sorts as to whether there is going to be some kind of bargaining and a negotiated process between the Muslim Brotherhood and the military, or if there's going to be more of a frontal and direct conflict. And I think that's where we're poised at the moment.
Michael Wahid Hanna is a fellow at the Century Foundation. I certainly didn't mean to say that is he presidential enough from the perspective of someone in the West who might be dismissive of Mohamed Morsi. But can he reach across outside of this constituency of the Muslim Brothers and embrace all of Egypt to gain credibility and possibly confront the military?
Well, that view is not something that's only reserved for the West. I mean, that's a concern that Egyptians have expressed. And we shouldn't forget that Mohamed Morsi only got about 25% of the vote in the first round. And so there is a lot of work, considering the divisive rhetoric employed by Morsi and the Brotherhood in the campaign. There's a lot of work to do because they have alienated many other political forces. So it's not a very easy transition to becoming the president of all of Egypt.
All right. To Michael Wahid Hanna, fellow at the Century Foundation, responding to reports this morning that Hosni Mubarak lies close to death or is merely, and I say merely, guardedly, in critical condition in a hospital. It depends on which report you're looking at, but certainly his health seemed to have taken a turn for the worst late last night, and we're watching it very closely. Michael, thanks so much.
Thank you.